This Focus with Paul W. Smith podcast is sponsored by Victor's Home Solutions. Visit victors.com, experts in home solutions.
And thanks to the team, always on the road, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rene Vitale back in the fort back there till noon, then Rich Luzinski with our WJR traffic and weather first, Ray Templin on the road. Ava Demanja, Kathy is here too from Dean Transportation, Dean Trailways, making sure we get around nicely. We came into 515 Commerce Towers this morning, and Kurt and Corey have been helping us once we got into this building. And there's a lot of people in here, Saginaw Futures, Chamber of Commerce, NAACP, Saginaw Visitors Bureau. But for our purposes today, the most important person here is, in fact, the Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau. And you say, Paul, that's not a person. Well, it is to us, because the person who has run that for so long and done such a great job is the CEO of the Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, gogreat.com. The one and only Annie Rummel.
Well, what an introduction, Paul. Thank you for that.
Did everyone clap? I couldn't tell with my headphones. Yeah, there was applause. In fact, there's even a standing ovation.
Wow.
Isn't that great? And Willie is here. Willie was with us at dinner last night because you've been a little under the weather. And, in fact, I'll describe the word picture. She is far away from me with a remote microphone, which I appreciate.
Yes, you have to go abroad, so I do not want you to take a cold along with you.
Well, I don't want to, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You were the first to even tell us about the 2024 Memorial Cup that's coming to Saginaw. You have been so excited about that, and, my goodness, here it comes, May 24th through June 2nd. It's here.
Well, thanks to the Saginaw Spirit, Dick Garber and Craig Goslin, and the team. They did a fantastic job, and they've earned the right to host the Memorial Cup.
Well, it's a very exciting time. I don't know if they like to hear it like this. I mean no disrespect, but this is like the Canadian Hockey Club's Stanley Cup.
Absolutely.
This is who decides. Decide once and for all the champions of hockey in Canada for this season.
Yeah, what we've heard from the hockey players is that many of them cherish the Memorial Cup. They love the Stanley Cup, are very proud of having been on a team that has won the Stanley Cup, but their Memorial Cup memories are treasured.
Now, you are going to be, nobody knows this yet, and you don't have to give us everything because I know there's a surprise. But you will be unveiling a very special, how shall I say, hockey sculpture soon.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that secret sculpture?
Well, part of the Memorial Cup commitment is the creation of legacy programs that will live long after the competition. And so we have a three-facet legacy project within the city center, and then we also have improvements at the Hoyt Park for youth and sports competition. So our legacy projects are something that we're very proud of. The sculpture will honor hockey legacy within the city of Saginaw, will encompass the Memorial Cup hosting honors that we've received, and be interactive so people can have photos taken with it, they can touch it, and it'll be the good luck charm for the Saginaw Spirit moving forward.
There is yet another good story about Mr. Henry G. Marsh, who lived from 1921 to 2011, and a rather incredible mural that we are going to go look at as we leave. What can you tell us about this?
This area of the community is immediately adjacent to the Dow Event Center. It was created as part of I-675 coming through downtown Saginaw. And back when the U.S. Department of Transportation was laying out the highway systems throughout the United States, they really didn't take into consideration necessarily where they ran those highways.
Well, and especially African American communities.
That's
we know
right.
That very well in Detroit.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and throughout the entire country. They picked those kind of communities, but then what happened is when they put those highways in, it separated that black community from city services. It separated them from the downtown areas and kind of cut that those neighborhoods off.
It destroyed businesses. It destroyed well-established black businesses.
And it took away homes from families that had been established in the area for a long time. And that's what happened to Henry Marsh's family, his childhood home, his home where he took his wife Ruth and his business were all taken away because of I-675. And I made a fatal error one night with Henry when we were enjoying one another's company. He complimented the work that the Convention and Visitors Bureau had been doing, and I, you know, off the cuff said, well, I don't have a bridge named after me. And that's when I heard the whole story.
Oh my.
Yeah. So I made Henry Marsh, who would be Saginaw's first black mayor and one of the United States' first three black mayors, a promise that I would make the area named after him, the Henry Marsh Bridge area, something that he would be extremely proud of.
Oh. Well, I'm looking at this mural. He would be extremely proud. And there is a quote from Henry. Cities are not all bricks and mortar buildings. They are built of spiritual and social values. But most of all, they are made up of people. The basic strength, no matter who leads it, lies in its people. Pretty amazing.
He was a great leader in a place at the right time when the city of Saginaw needed it. And he brought the black and white community together. And that's why you didn't see a lot of the disruption in Saginaw that you saw across the nation during that period of time. So it was my honor to be able to work towards making an area that he would have been proud of. Of course, we lost him in 2011. And I worked with Ruth, his wife, until we lost her during COVID. Now Michael, his son, is going to be at the dedication. And I hope Michael's safe because I've lost both Henry and Ruth.
Yeah, so. Sure. When is the dedication?
May 21st.
Okay, May 21st.
In the evening.
And then 3 days later, it's the 2024 Memorial Cup coming to Saginaw, May 24th through June 2nd. June 2nd, go to gogreat.com. And you can get all the information that you need. All of this sponsored today. Our host is Annie Rummel, the CEO of Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, gogreat.com. You always bring along Willie, which I really appreciate. We've become very dear friends of both of you over the years. Ann Thomas sends her love. Kim, my Kim, sends her love. And we'll look forward to being with you again for the Frankenmuth Auto Show.
Thank you, Paul. I take my first husband everywhere.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. Oh, that's great news. All right. We're here and we continue. We are at 515 Commerce Towers. That's the home of this office for Annie. But we also have the Saginaw Futures, the Saginaw Chamber, NAACP, Saginaw Visitors Bureau, and others here at 515 Commerce Towers. And we're glad we're in the lobby and able to speak with you and bring you some of these interesting people, including Jamie Furbush and Jamie Furbush, in just a moment on WJR. We're so happy to be here seeing some new friends and some old friends. This is an old friend, Jamie Furbush. She's the president and CEO of Frankenmuth Convention and Visitors Bureau. My, oh my, Jamie, you've got a lot going on.
We always do. Yeah.
I guess you really do.
Yeah.
And we're here generally for it. But tell me a little bit about some of the things we can look forward to this season here in Frankenmuth as the president and CEO of the Frankenmuth Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, of course, we're talking a lot about Memorial Cup today but for us in Frankenmuth, that's always it kicks off on one of our busiest weekends of the year. We have the Dog Bowl and the Balloons Over Bavarian Inn on Memorial Weekend, one of our biggest festivals of the year. And so it's a really exciting time as we get ready to kick off the season here.
Well, but to make clear, at least as I understand it, this is the first time you've hosted the Memorial Cup.
It is. It's the first time, in fact, it's been in the United States since, I think, 1997.
Well, maybe. Annie's been telling us about it
yeah.
seemingly forever.
Yeah.
And now here it comes, May 24th. through June 2nd, the 2024 Memorial Cup. Go to gogreat.com. You can get some information. However, Jamie Furbush has it on good authority about what's going on because she is very close to the president of Greater Saginaw Hockey Association and a gentleman who's chair of the youth hockey events for the Memorial Cup. Astonishingly, it's her husband, and his name is Jamie Furbush as well. Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you. Jamie?
Yes.
Nice to have you here. And as I understand it, we're breaking ground here.
Yeah.
This is the first Jamie and Jamie Furbush interview ever.
We saved it for you, Paul.
Oh, I'm
absolutely.
So
we've been holding off saying no, declining interviews up until
so
this point.
I'm so honored, and especially turning away Good Morning America and the Today Show. God
of
bless
course.
You for that. So, I mean, I got to ask what it was like when you met this woman and said, I like this woman a lot. I want to get to know her. Were you at all thrown by the fact that you both have the same name?
Well, the story that I told my folks was that I had found this wonderful woman, but there was one thing that I had a concern about, and their eyes got big and wide, and they thought the worst, and I said, she's got the same name as me. And they laughed just like that and said, I think you'll be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
We can tell the difference.
Right.
But here we are with the Furbushes, Jamie and Jamie. And why don't you tell me a little bit, I don't want to say Jamie number one.
Oh, you certainly can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is that all right?
Yes.
I'm Jamie number one, of course.
Well, I'm trying to talk to this Jamie. So now everything's so, I can't say Jamie the man or Jamie the woman. How dare I decide what you are? Except I can't help myself. I know you're a woman and you're a man. And
Oddly enough, we usually know which one you're talking to.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to talk about as the president of the Greater Saginaw Hockey Association, this is a thrilling time.
It is. It's a big deal here in the community. The families and especially the kids who have adopted the sport of hockey as their go-to really see this as Christmas in May and June. So we're really excited about it. The activities that we've got scheduled to involve kids and give them a role in this include skills training as well as a ball hockey tournament. And we couldn't be more excited about that.
So as president of Greater Saginaw Hockey Association, that's one thing. But how great, too, you're just now talking about the youth hockey. And God bless the powers that be that are there for the Memorial Cup, that they understand how important youth activities are.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, in the awarding of the cup, one of the things that was mentioned was the importance of youth hockey, the importance that kids who are playing ball hockey, kids who are in youth hockey sports right now, are going to be those competing in the Memorial Cups of the future. And we took that to heart and really put our dug our heels in to make sure that we have great offerings and great activities for kids to participate in.
And Paul, ball hockey is actually much more, we learned when we went last year to the Memorial Cup that ball hockey is much more a common sport in Canada. You know, hockey is a first sport for a lot of kids over there. And so ball hockey is a very, very popular thing where it's not as well known here.
It isn't as well known here, but I'm going to assume, which is dangerous, that it's hockey with balls instead of pucks.
Yeah, no skates.
Oh, and no skates.
Right. So anybody can play.
Wow.
That's the beauty of it.
How
correct.
Great yeah. is that?
In fact, they'll have.
We're going to have equipment actually that's available. The whole idea here is to really open up the game to anyone. We want baseball players, football players, lacrosse players to come down, join their hockey buddies, or come and organize a team to come and play. And really, we're going to have equipment there that's going to help those get started. And it's a helmet, a stick, a pair of gloves, and some shin pads.
What a wonderful opportunity for people who can't skate but love hockey. And this is their chance.
Absolutely. And this is really the way that most of us who skate today probably started playing hockey, was in the driveway, blasting holes in our parents' garage doors. And this is really getting back to that. And it's a great opportunity for kids to get started, to have fun and just be immersed in the game.
Now we've been saying gogreat.com. Is that that's one of the ways to get the information. What's the other way?
SaginawBayIceArena.com is actually the direct route to get signed up for these activities. And the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena Facebook page is a great resource as well.
All right, IceArena.com or the Ice Arena Facebook page. And back to Jamie Furbush, number one also. I mean, I'm not going to choose. You've won a lot of awards, Jamie. We've known you a long time. The 2011 Ruby Award for Best and Brightest Professionals Under 40 in the Great Lakes Bay Region. The 2014 Frankenmuth Boss of the Year. I didn't know about that one yet. And a number of many statewide and international associations, and a governor-appointed Michigan Travel Commissioner. You represent this beautiful city of Frankenmuth and the Michigan tourism industry. I say this city, we're in Saginaw. But we've been with you in Frankenmuth so much. And there's so much going on this summer.
Yeah. So Frankenmuth is, we're located in Saginaw County, so we're really proud to be a part of this whole event.
Right.
And it's been a big commitment for us, and we're happy to be here and be partners in the hosting of this Memorial Cup. It's a big undertaking for our entire region. And so I've been really grateful to be involved with a lot of the special events that are happening. We do have one of the special events that'll be open to the public in Frankenmuth on the Saturday, June 1st, the day before the final game. When there will be a headlining concert right here downtown and at the Dow, but we'll also have Christmas with the Cup. So we bring our little Bavarian charm and Christmas all year round to the Memorial Cup with a special event that'll be one day happening there in Zunder Park.
You know, it's not written anywhere here. It was written on my notes, which, of course, are in a pile here somewhere.
Sure.
That I can't find. But I'm so glad you just said it, because I need to give credit to Dow. Jim Fitterling is an unbelievable great partner and neighbor. He is across the board. He's done so much for the area. He's a big presenting sponsor now of the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, our 21st annual event coming up July 29th. So it really is the Memorial Cup presented by Dow.
Absolutely.
And I want to make sure I get that out there clearly, because
yeah,
they've done so much. And you can go to gogreat.com, or you can go directly to icearena.com. Anything else, Jamie, number one, that we need to know about?
You know, I think we should talk just quickly, if we have a second, about the arrival of the Cup ceremony. So as I talk about the events that I'm a part of with the committee, the arrival of the Cup ceremony is really going to be a spectacular, grand opening event. It'll actually start right here where we're at the Commerce Towers, where the parade will happen to the Jolt Event Park. And we'll have an opening ceremony that's quite spectacular. And the biggest and best thing is that it's going to pay tribute to the veterans of both the Canada, and U.S., because the ties of the Memorial Cup, you know, go back to honoring the fallen veterans in Canada. And
wonderful.
So as we are united, we soar here in Saginaw. We're excited to pay tribute to our veterans, both in the U.S. and Canada.
And how do we come in for the arrival of the Cup ceremony?
The 23rd, May 23rd, Thursday. The Cup will be coming down the highway between 4 and 4:30. At 4:30, we'll start a parade right here downtown Saginaw.
And right here, they'll end up at the 515 Commerce Towers.
We'll start here,
kind of
at the Henry Marsh Bridge that you were talking about, and end up at the main campus, event campus there at the Jolt Event Park outside the Dow Event Center.
Beautiful. Well, it was a first. We've had many over the years, but this is the first that we've had a husband and wife named exactly the same. And so our gift to you, you'll make this happen, Mike Parsons. See, I can say this and know that he'll have to do it along with Ray Templin. We want them to have a copy of this interview, because
oh, no,
it's the first interview they've ever had as husband and wife together.
Piece of cake. I thought you were about to ask me for something hard.
No, this is it, because I think simply it would be a wonderful gift for you guys to have and to bore all of your friends with by playing it over and over again.
Very nice. But
Jamie Furbush and Jamie Furbush, thank you both for being here.
Thank
Our
you,
pleasure.
Paul. Always great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here, that's for sure. Jamie, the Frankenmuth CBB president and CEO, and Jamie, the chair of the youth hockey events of the Memorial Cup and president of the Greater Saginaw Hockey Association. Go to icearena.com. Thank you both. As we continue here in Focus on the Road, our 21st annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour. We're in Saginaw as we continue. Jamie Furbush gave me a even better email to go and to register and be a part of all the activity. Youth are encouraged to come early and stay after their session to watch the Memorial Cup teams live in a little bit of practice action. You can register at SaginawBayIceArena.com. That's the better one than the one that we gave you earlier. SaginawBayIceArena.com is the way to go. And thank you, Jamie Furbush, and thank you, Jamie Furbush. See, I don't get to do that very often, so I wanted to do that. That's for the Memorial Cup, presented by the Youth Skills Clinics, presented by Zenders. And then, of course, outside at the Dow Center, the Memorial Cup Ball Hockey Jamboree. And I can't, again, stress enough, Dow, Jim Fitterling and his team, and all of the support they're giving and always give to so many people. Hey, Live Nation's Concert Week is May 8th through the 14th. What is today?
It's the 8th, so it starts today.
Goodness. Is today the 8th or the 7th? Because my paper in front of me says the 7th.
Well,
but my phone, I don't know. Do you have the 8th?
I have the 8th.
See, we run.
Whoever put that date down needs some retraining.
Yes, Mike, that's true. So anyway, it's May 8th. So it starts today. I'm crossing off the 7th. Live Nation's Concert Week starts today through the 14th. With $25 tickets for over 5,000 shows. And we, WJR, are partnering up to let you pick your trip. Choose from dozens of artists in your favorite cities from coast to coast. One winner will get round-trip air, two nights hotel, and two premium tickets to the Live Nation Concert Week show of their choice. So be sure to listen weekdays for the national text keywords for your chance to pick your trip. To enter, text this hour's national keyword, tour, T-O-U-R. Text this hour's national keyword, tour, to 95819. That's 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. All righty. And now we move to a sad story, but we need to talk about it. And to talk about it from the Michigan State Police, our friend, longtime friend, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, is here after a horrible start to the week. Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Paul W. here on the road from Saginaw, matter of fact. Nice to have you on board. I wish we were talking about something else, but at least we're going to at least set the alarm and let people know that there's a problem out there.
And there is. And unfortunately, it's the same stuff over and over again. But we usually don't see it like this, where we have three fatal crashes in one day. But if we look at everything that went into those three fatal crashes, it's all the same things that we're seeing all the time. And that's the excessive speed, following too closely, driving impaired, not wearing your seatbelt. Those risky driving behaviors that are causing these fatalities on our roads.
That's just so incredibly unfortunate. But what really makes it bad, and I know, Mike, you and I have talked about this, it sounds like every one of these things were preventable.
And that's the toughest part of all, is going to somebody's house and letting them know that they've lost a loved one for something that was totally preventable, from, you know, just not wearing a seatbelt or being impaired or following too closely, or the case of the motorcycle crash with, you know, somebody driving too fast and losing control. And, you know, now a 19-year-old is no longer with us. A 4-year-old's no longer with us. These risky driving behaviors, they just have to stop.
And again, we remind you, as we have in the past, these are all preventable. Now, I didn't hear anything about, you had impaired, so there could be either drug or booze involved. You had speed, which happens far too often. I just cannot understand people who still drive around without a seatbelt. I it's such a simple thing to do, and it is a lifesaver. This isn't just me guessing. We know for a fact it's a lifesaver, Mike.
And that's the toughest part to understand, because just 4 or 5 years ago, Michigan used to lead the country in seatbelt use. We're right about 98%. And then something happened. I don't know if it was the pandemic and people staying at home, but when they got back behind the wheel of the car, they just stopped wearing their seatbelts for some reason. So we do have a seatbelt campaign that's coming up later on this month, but we're going to really concentrate on seatbelt use. And, you know, sometimes it's going to be a ticket, sometimes, you know, maybe a warning, but we really want people to realize that seatbelt will save your life. And more than likely, it would have saved some lives out of one of these individuals, probably the child, if they were properly buckled into that car seat.
Let me thank you, because I haven't had a chance to personally say thank you, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, and all of the hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police for the incredible job, with all law enforcement within the sound of my voice, for an incredible NFL Detroit draft. You guys did an incredible job, and we don't hear enough about it. We only hear about it when things go wrong. I'm here to say God bless you and all those hardworking men and women. And in advance, we've got the Movement Festival coming up. And then, of course, we have Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, which I just believe on the streets of Detroit going to be the biggest and best ever, because the floodgates are open because of the success of the NFL draft. But thank you, thank you, thank you, Mike.
Thank you. We really do appreciate it. It was a lot of hard work. But there's one thing that police do here in Metro Detroit. We work very well together. We keep people safe. But we got to thank the community, too. We made no arrests, zero arrests during the NFL draft. With that many people down there, with alcohol involved and people having a good time, usually you run into a couple of folks that, you know, maybe have a little bit too much to drink and get upset with somebody. No arrests. Zero. And that's part of the community we have here and the great work of the police officers that are out there. I just get to talk about them. It's the troopers that are out there every day doing their job. They're doing outstanding work.
Just want to say also, in lieu of what we've been talking about, and make sure we continue it, we need people to wear helmets, even though they don't have to. Wear a helmet. Drive responsibly, whatever you're driving. Know your riding abilities if it's a motorcycle. Drive under the speed limit if you don't have the, if you haven't been doing it a long time, wear the helmet. You also say out there from the Michigan State Police, let's be nice out there. I mean, that sounds so simple, but we've run into some problems in that area, haven't we, Mike?
Yeah, and we have, and that's one of the easiest things we can say. You know, just be nice out there. If somebody needs to get in the lane in front of you, give them a little wave and let them in. Back off. We hear a lot of people, well, I tailgate because I don't want anybody to cut in front of me. Well, we're not sponsored by anybody by driving a NASCAR. We don't have to make anybody happy but our time to get it there. If we just spend a little bit of extra time going to work, taking it easy, being nice to others, a lot of these preventable crashes would just simply go away.
God bless you for that, and keep up the good work and all the people you represent at the Michigan State Police. Lieutenant Mike Shaw, thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Paul W. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you every day as we continue here in Focus on the Road in Saginaw, the city of Saginaw, host of the 2024 Memorial Cup coming to Saginaw May 24th through June 2nd. And we're sponsored by Annie Rummel and her Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, GoGreat.com, as we continue on WJR. Well, we're not ignoring all the other things that are going on. Obviously, it's just astonishing, but in the news continuously is our former President Donald Trump as the persecution continues. And, of course, they get everybody's attention with adult film star Stormy Daniels, as it says here, I didn't see any of it, dishing out salacious details of her alleged sexual encounter with former President Donald Trump in 2006. When you think about it, prostitutes don't usually get this much attention to be able to brag about what they're doing. This should be good for business for Stormy Daniels, wouldn't you think?
Well, and that's exactly what happened when she was interviewed on 60 Minutes. She said, it was both 60 Minutes and Kimmel. Kimmel asked if she was given a hush money payment. She played coy. And then I guess Trump's lawyer texted Stormy Daniels' lawyer and said, what's going on? And he said, this is my client's chance. She's going to take it. So,
her chance.
Yeah.
What a chance to brag about her prostitution customers. It's just amazing. Anyway, And Jimmy Kimmel is upset because he's upset the judge said, apparently interrupted Stormy Daniels during her testimony and said, you know, we don't really need all of these specific details.
Or I bet you the people
skip some of the specifics of her encounter.
I bet you the people in the courtroom were thankful because, yeah, yesterday was a good day not to have a TV because I don't really need to hear those details.
Yeah, I didn't see him. I didn't. I haven't been watching television on the road, but I did see the Jimmy Kimmel quote saying he was upset with the judge telling her to cut out all the specific details because he said, you know, some of us need to do a show at night. So, I mean, that's funny. It's a funny line,
yeah.
Undeniably. But in the end, it's not so funny that this is what's happening in our great country. And, of course, this is also what's happening to absolutely be sure we never again have really qualified people run for president of the United States.
I mean, right, you're right. The people who should be president are not crazy enough to run for president.
No. I mean, why would you, when they put a... especially if you're a Republican or a conservative, they put 100 so-called news people out there. They're all now celebrities, and they're trying to be celebrities. But 100 news people out there to try to find out anything bad about you or your families. Why would you put your family through that
right.
if you're a successful, bright businessman or woman? You wouldn't. Anyway, I had not heard this, that according to Security Service of Ukraine, a plot to assassinate President Zelensky and some other officials has been foiled. Had you heard anything about this?
No, but I mean, I kind of assumed that when it comes to war, I feel like there probably is always an attempt on the head of that state. I'm sure there's been multiple attempts against Zelensky, probably against Putin. But I haven't heard about this particular one.
Well, it says here, two Ukrainian government protection unit officers have been arrested for their part in the plot.
Inside job. Wow.
Which is the only way Putin, for example, would ever be assassinated.
Right.
He's too well guarded. But some way or another, if somebody gets to one of those guards or one of those guards feels he's not good for the country.
Right.
Which a lot of people feel, that'd be the only way it would happen, an inside job. So the officials were reportedly part of the Russian State Security Service and were looking for willing executors to do the assassination. And those bodyguards of Zelensky were among those asked to kidnap and kill the president. Wow.
Well, you remember last summer where one of his top generals made an advance onto Moscow, and he got very, very close. And then for some reason, they just retreated. And then this general was mysteriously in a plane crash a couple of weeks later.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that very well. I wondered about that because they really got – he was upset, and he was going to take over. And they got very close in Moscow.
And
very
that,
close. And then you're right.
And
he backed off.
Voluntary almost. Like he's like, uh-oh, what am I doing?
Well, it's like he worked a deal out with Putin. But in the deal, I'm sure that President Putin said nothing about, and then, by the way, you'll get on one of your airplanes right. and we'll make it go away.
Right.
I doubt that was part of the deal.
I'm sure that part was not in the terms and conditions.
Meanwhile, we were waiting for Jared Halpern, but we're going to run out of time, aren't we? We got like 3 minutes left.
Yeah,
so,
which is a bummer. I was looking forward to hearing
I was looking forward to hearing about what the president said he came out, and he's been scared to death because he's afraid of upsetting young people and all the people that he hopes to have vote for him,
right.
The illegals, young people that don't pay attention, like the ones on university campuses who are so clueless, it's unbelievable. But he said, quote, there should be no place on any campus, no place in America for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. But that was last week he said that, I think. It was last week. There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia. Have you been seeing a lot of Islamophobia? I not on the college campuses. It's all anti-Semitic and all anti-America.
Yeah,
it's death to Israel, death to America. I haven't seen anybody with Islamophobia.
Yeah, well, and the college campuses are what's grabbing the headlines. You know, there's that stat that's out there since October 7th. There's been an increase in both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, but it seems like one side's doing more protesting than the other.
Well, again, his line here, there's no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It is simply wrong. So that's the strong statement from the president, who's walking on eggshells not to upset his constituents and the people he hopes will vote for him. But I am seeing, interestingly enough, a number of young people backing way away from Biden.
Oh yeah,
it's like they've kind of maybe they figured him out, or maybe he just hasn't gone the right way or strongly enough going against Jews or whatever it might be. But they're falling away like flies from supporting him.
All his constituency bases that he used to be able to count on, you know, starting with the Muslim American community, they've gone away, and now the young people with his inaction on college campuses, one way or another. They see him as an ineffectual president, so he's in trouble.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Didn't you think, I think you thought, you were one of the people who thought that President Biden would hang in there till a certain point and then they were going to replace him. But now you don't think that's true.
No, I thought before the State of the Union that they were going to wait till midsummer and put in like a Gavin Newsom. But then everyone was raving about how great of a job he did at the State of the Union. I said, uh-oh, yeah, this guy's going to be the...
He was so juiced up.
I know.
That guy never has appeared again, by the way. Even the next day.
It might have done more damage than good.
Well, no, there's still a lot of people who say, well, did you see him at the State of the Union? Yeah, but did you see him the day before and the day after?
Yeah.
It's the same, and the State of the Union was an anomaly.
When I heard all the positive reviews, I said, uh-oh, this guy's the candidate now, no doubt about it. And so,
well, fascinating to watch.
It's our choices now.
Coming up, Craig Goslin, president, managing partner of the Saginaw Spirit here on our Pure Michigan Tour. Then Bob Riney, president, CEO of Henry Ford Health. The huge expansion is underway. We talked with Marie about that yesterday. It's underway, and we're excited for him as we continue on WJR. And it's great being with you, and especially great being with our friends here at the Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, GoGreat.com, Annie Rummel and her team, including Ann Brzezewski, Tim Shelton, Herb Zeilinger. Herb just walked out. He was here saying hi. And there's others, too, we'll get to and mention along the way as we do. Coming up will be Craig Goslin, president, managing partner of the Saginaw Spirit, here on our Pure Michigan Tour. And as we heard it just a little bit ago from Mr. Jamie Furbush, if you want to get information, if you want your kids to play the Memorial Cup ball hockey jamboree, you can go online to SaginawBayIceArena.com. SaginawBayIceArena.com. You can put /ball hockey or just go there and find all the action, SaginawBayIceArena.com. And we thank Jim Fitterling and all the good folks, hardworking men and women of Dow, for their help in this whole 2024 Memorial Cup coming to Saginaw, May 24th through June 2nd. And Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Renee Vitale joined us in the morning. Now back to noon, it's Rich Luzinski. Ray Templin running the controls. Ava DiMaggio making sure the bills are paid. Are the bills paid, Ava? We okay? Yeah. All right, because we kind of hide until, you know, we know that the bills have been paid along the way. It's been fun, though, hasn't it, guys?
Yeah, it has been.
Ray, you having fun? I know you've got a lot of extra work. You get here before us and have to set everything up. By the way, you can stream us at WJR.com or the WJR app, and you can find our podcasts if you miss the broadcasts. But you having fun, Ray? Yeah? Just kind of quiet about
it. Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. We talked earlier about the plot to assassinate Zelensky, and it has failed so far. The NHTSA, NHTSA, has some questions about Tesla's recall verification. I don't know much about that. That's just a headline.
Yeah, me either.
This is kind of bizarre. I hadn't heard this. I'm not surprised because they've been in trouble. But the Boy Scouts of America is changing its name as a part of a push to be more inclusive. What does that mean?
I thought this happened a while ago, because I know that they started letting girls in and making it more of a co-ed scout experience than a segregated boys versus girls. I thought they changed it to the Scouts of America a long time ago. Maybe the trademark cleared now or something? I don't know.
It says here the 114-year-old organization will be known as Scouting America.
Oh.
Announcing the change yesterday at their annual meeting. The president and CEO, Roger Crone, said, in the next 100 years, we want any youth in America to feel very, very welcome to come into our programs. End of quote. Well, are there still going to be Girl Scouts? Seems to me there will be.
I think so, yeah. I just think maybe it's just two separate brands now, which as long as everything's properly supervised and the kids are safe, I don't see anything inherently wrong with it. But like I said, I think you have to make sure there's proper supervision for some of the events.
Says that many inclusivity changes have already been in place for years. The Scouts began allowing gay members in 2013 and lifted a ban on gay Scout leaders in 2015 and began allowing girls in 2018. The organization struggled with the falling membership following the pandemic, filed for bankruptcy after settling thousands of sexual abuse claims, and that was one way of not paying up, by filing for bankruptcy. So there you have it. It's no longer going to be the Boy Scouts of America. It's now Scouting America.
Times they are changing. But I remember the sexual assault allegations and people who – kids like myself and Ray who were scouts, it's heartbreaking because – you know, we had such great experiences that, you know, for that to be a source of pain and shame for
some
kids.
And you were never aware of anyone being abused?
No. I mean, same kids all the way from kindergarten.
Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
To Boy Scouts.
We had, my mom was one of the scout leaders. We had two other wonderful scout moms who just made sure we had a great experience. And to hear that breaks my heart.
Well, it is unfortunate, but it's happening so many places. TikTok is fighting back against the recent ban passed by the U.S. government. Now, of course, that ban doesn't go into effect for quite a while, does it? I mean,
I think they have till the end of the year.
They have a lot of time to divest themselves from a Chinese company to keep it still in America, as I understand it. Now, of course, the Chinese company wants to hang on because it's the best way they've ever had, and the best example is what's happening on all the campuses. They've never been able to brainwash so many people so easily as they have these college kids.
Well, and that algorithm is worth billions of dollars because, you know, as a social media platform, TikTok is the best user experience because it is so good at figuring out what you want to see before you see it.
And apparently so difficult for the average student to understand when they're being manipulated.
The algorithm literally is telling you what you want to hear.
That's unbelievable. That's
the whole point of TikTok.
How about this one? A Los Angeles bus driver was assaulted by a passenger in a fare dispute, and she surprised her attacker by fighting back.
I mean, don't people know how much the bus is before you get on it?
Of course you do. There's no, you don't have a conversation and say,
right?
Oh, how much is it? I'll give you this.
Yeah, I've got 50 cents and two coupons to the Taco Bell. Let's make a deal.
So the incident occurred at about 1 p.m. Sunday in South L.A. A woman reportedly boarded a Dash bus and tried to give the driver a dollar. However, because Dash buses offer free service, the driver turned down the money. Somebody's complaining about that?
Wait, so...
And for some reason, that prompted the woman to attack the driver. So obviously
there's gotta
we had
be
a
more
mental,
of this.
Mental
yeah.
health issue. They were free, I didn't know. And the woman tried to give a buck. And she then attacked the woman who said, no, you don't have to give, you don't have to pay, it's free. Well, that's reason enough to start fighting. The video shows the woman pry open the safety door and start pummeling the driver before the two end up on the street. The driver fights back, gets back on the bus, closes the door on the woman, and then runs her over. No, I just added that part. I added that part just because she should have. Anyway, the attacker, whose name hasn't been released, was later taken into custody. according to the Los Angeles Police Department. No word on what charges she's facing. I'm sure she will not face any charges.
Such a bizarre story.
If she had killed the bus driver, she might be held, but probably not.
Maybe some assault.
Something, yeah.
How about these tornadoes on the west side of the state? I cannot get a number. I saw anywhere from 4 to 11.
Well, I know the governor declared an emergency.
State of emergency.
Yeah, so it must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't seen any confirmed tornadoes from Metro Detroit, but I know that there was some wind damage in Macomb County. So, like we were talking about, I mean, these events are getting worse and more frequent.
Yeah, I'm afraid that is correct, too. Yeah. And whatever it is, climate change or what they used to call global warming until it got cold, whatever they call it, there's a lot going on. And when anyone jumps on it for political reasons, I disregard everything they say.
Right.
Anyway, I do believe we should be responsible stewards of this great planet of ours. We just have different ways of looking at it. Craig Goslin, president, managing partner of the Saginaw Spirit, coming up next in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. Well, as we continue on the road again, if it's Wednesday, it must be the city of Saginaw, and indeed it is. We're here at 515 Commerce Towers, and nice to be here. And I see Amber Bally, who we haven't seen in a while. I did ask her why they took the Tigers off cable, but it's not that Bally, apparently. And it's a good thing she's got a sense of humor. And we have Craig Goslin, who is the president and managing partner of the Saginaw Spirit, who is as excited as anybody about this 2024 Memorial Cup presented by Dow coming May 24th to June 2nd. Congratulations in advance, because I got to tell you, Annie Rummel and her team and everybody else we've talked to have been doing a fabulous job of letting us know this thing's coming.
Paul, it's so exciting for our community to be host. This is an international event. These are the top players in the world in their age group coming here to Saginaw. Four of the top teams in major junior hockey, including the Saginaw Spirit. We're thrilled. It's an 11-day event.
Wow.
And presented by Dow. UA Local 85 is presenting the Fan Fest, which is really just an amazing amount of activity for families. And all of it's free, Paul, other than the tickets to the game. So we're inviting everybody to come down and check it out.
That's spectacular news, Craig. And I just want to say, having just gone through our fabulous Detroit NFL draft, yep, we know how much work goes into what, for you guys, is an 11-day fan fest, longer than ours, but it's free for everybody. Tell me about the Fan Fest.
Well, the Fan Fest is full of activities. We have a synthetic ice rink going in there, Paul. That's and we're supplying all the skates for the kids as well, so you can just come down, and we got a number of teachers that are going to be working with the kids that have never skated before. Come on the ice. We'll put them on a synthetic ice surface. A number of different games in there for kids, the rock wall, climbing walls, face painting, all the things that you'd expect at a major fan fest like you saw down in Detroit. So, yeah, this is going to be a really special time for our community. They've come together, Paul, like never before. All the way from Isabella County, all the way through Saginaw County to the Thumb. Everybody's got their oars in the water rowing in the right direction in the Memorial Cup Fan Fest, which starts really May 23rd and goes through June 2nd, is going to be special. So we invite your listeners to come join us.
This sounds like a lot of fun, folks. May 23rd through June 2nd. Everything is free other than the games,
that's right,
if you will, the actual Memorial Cup presented by Dow, but that's reasonably priced. I remember from hearing that. And should they go to SaginawBayIceArena.com, or do you have a place?
Yeah,
too?
They can go SaginawSpirit.com and just tab over to the Memorial Cup, and there's still tickets available. We're at about 87% capacity right now. There's eight games, Paul. The format, basically, there's four teams, and there's a champion of each league, the Western League, the Quebec League, and the Ontario Hockey League. We're part of the Ontario Hockey League. We're the host team, so we're automatically in. The other three champions right now, they're all playing in their league finals starting this week. So those teams then, the winner of those league championships will come to Saginaw with their fan base, and we'll fill our arenas and certainly fill our restaurants and our shops and all the pubs,
yeah,
all those things. So the economic impact is extraordinary. It is the Super Bowl of major junior hockey, and it's incredible to be hosting it here in Saginaw.
And I'm not surprised Jim Fitterling and Dow are behind all of this. They sponsor so many great things, including our 21st annual Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, benefiting Detroit's Children's Charities. We're at about 8.8 million net dollars that have gone to the charity. So, and I use net because, you know, there are a lot of expenses and people kind of inflate figures, but these are the net figures. And you can be a part of this by going to SaginawSpirit.com, SaginawSpirit.com. And the Fan Fest sounds spectacular, May 23rd through June 2nd. It sounds like a lot of fun. God bless you for providing the skates for the kids.
Yep.
On a synthetic ice rink.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Have any of you guys ever been on a synthetic ice rink? I never have.
Just a roller skating rink, which is different, I'm imagining.
A little different, but they also do ball hockey where you don't need any
Absolutely.
Skates.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a ball hockey tournament, Paul, where we've got a number of kids coming in, and that's sponsored by White Orthodontics here locally, and a number it starts at age 6, Paul, from 6 all the way to 14-year-old kids. So it's really family-oriented, everything around the Memorial Cup. And the games themselves, over 50% of the players in the National Hockey League came out of our league. So all 32 NHL teams will be here with their scouting staffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
And so there's a marriage here. So nobody is going to be upset if I say this is like your Stanley Cup.
It is. Yeah.
Because we're going to find out when this is over who the top hockey team in Canada is.
That's right. Yep.
And so that, to me, it's like the Stanley Cup, only in this case it's the Memorial Cup. And it's very big. It's as hallowed and as honored as the Stanley Cup.
It is.
And the Memorial Cup Youth Skills Clinics, presented by Zenders of Frankenmuth, the Memorial Cup Ball Hockey Jamboree, May 25th and 26th, outside the Dow Event Center, presented by, you mentioned, White Orthodontics. And then the event itself, the 2024 Memorial Cup, here in Saginaw, May 24th through June 2nd. And it just is going to be a lot of fun. And Craig Goslin is the president, managing partner, Saginaw Spirit. You probably are as excited as you can possibly be about it finally coming.
You know, it's humbling. I'm humbled by the support, by the community effort that's gone into this thing, from all the sponsors to the season ticket holders to all the fans. It's incredible what's happened here. And it's on international TV, Paul, so you know it's on TSN throughout Canada. It's on the NHL Network here in the United States. It's going to be on a number of radio stations throughout the country. So this is the biggest sporting event we've ever hosted here in the Great Lakes Bay region. And we're our foundation is built for this, and we're excited to be able to do this, and hopefully do more in the future.
Well, you are such a good representative.
Thank you.
Of these people, and you should know that Craig Goslin is a 2-time OHL Executive of the Year, current chairman of the board of the OHL Board of Governors, represents the OHL owners on the CHL Board of Directors, previously served on the Executive Council in the role of Vice Chairman, and also chairman of the OHL's Business Development Committee. I mean, the list goes on and on, Craig. And God bless you for doing all of this.
Thank you. Well, we have a passion for development of young people. So when you look at the players, our players are 16 to 20 years old. So they come to us at 16. They leave us when they're 19 or 20. Mm. And one of the greatest, I guess, passions we have as an organization is to watch this young man come in at 16 and develop him both on and off the ice as a hockey player, but also as a person. Developing the ability for him to be able to communicate all these things that we work on with the kids off the ice, and when they leave here and seeing what fine young men they are, it's gratifying, and that's really what pumps my tires.
Well, God bless you for understanding all of that.
Yeah.
It goes well beyond their time on the ice.
It does. Not many of them are going to be NHL hockey players.
Right.
Most of them are going to go into professions, and they all get an education package when they're here, too. So for every year they play, they get a full education package. And it's actually
that mean?
So it's a scholarship. So,
oh my
goodness. So for every year they play in the league, they get a full year of education. So when they leave here after 4 years, they get a four-year scholarship. And we got to pay for that, room, board, and the whole work.
That's
fabulous. Yeah, it is. It's the best of both worlds.
Do we have anything like that in the NHL?
Well, actually, the NHL helps subsidize us in this. So the NHL is a partner with us, and they help subsidize our education packages. But yeah, I mean, so the way it's set up, it's the best of both worlds. So if an elite athlete of this rank comes to our league, and he does not make it to the NHL, he's going to have an education package to fall on to go back and get a degree.
That is one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's the best development league in the world, and because of that, because we look after the player not just as a hockey player, but as a student athlete, and so they're busy. They're busy going to school and doing all those things they do, but as well as playing hockey at an elite level.
Annie Rummel told us way back when she told us this was coming and what a big deal it was. I've learned more and more, as we all have each day, and all of it is spectacular.
Thank you, Paul.
And you're at the top. You're the president, managing partner, Saginaw Spirit, the host, Craig Goslin. And, of course, we talked about the Fan Fest, May 23rd through June 2nd, thanks to the UAW Local 85. And, of course, the Memorial Cup itself, which is May 24th through June 2nd, presented by Dow, Jim Fitterling, and his team. It's all good. You can go to SaginawSpirit.com, SaginawSpirit.com, and get even more information. Congratulations in advance, Craig.
Thank you, Paul. And I invite your listeners to come on over to the Saginaw for the Memorial Cup. Stay in Frankenmuth. It's going to be an awesome experience.
You just did.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you did. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. Lots of surprises when we're on the road. We just saw former State Senator Ken Horn. You remember Ken Horn? He'd been on our show for years as state senator. Ken Horn was here, and his wife is Veronica, the CEO of the Saginaw Chamber of Commerce. I think
we power couple.
I think we are all connected one way or another.
Six
degrees
of Kevin Bacon, but, you know, plug in anyone.
Can we leave Kevin out of this?
Sure. Six degrees of Paul W.
No, it's not that, but it's just the Kevin Bacon part makes it difficult because I don't know how you would connect Ken with Kevin.
Well, I was using as for instance. Most people are only 6 degrees of separation from each other. So.
Right. And we're going to be back up here for the Frankenmuth Auto Fest from Annie and Willie's porch, which is a legendary broadcast site for us. That'll be September 6th. I think the Auto Festival, Frankenmuth Auto Festival, is September 6th, 7th, and 8th. But we start at the 6th. And we used to have to, Kim and I used to have to leave right away to get to the airport for an international flight to Frankfurt, Germany, for the auto show. It was very, very bizarre.
Yeah.
We'd be up at Frankenmuth for the Auto Fest. And then we'd go to Germany to do our broadcast from the Frankenmuth Auto Show.
Two German auto shows, essentially.
Yeah, really, the real thing. And then we just saw Dr. Samuel Shaheen, president and chief executive officer of the family business, Shaheen Development, and his brother Peter was with him.
It's a who's who today.
And then we find out that today happens to be Sam Shaheen's birthday.
All right.
So if you see Sam Shaheen or you know him, call him and wish him a happy birthday today. Dr. Samuel Shaheen, Shaheen Development, his brother Peter, they do all kinds of great things around this area. Speaking of doing great things around the area, I'm happy to say the one and only Bob Riney is on the line with us again. He is a regular for good reason because there's a lot of good things happening as he is president and CEO of Henry Ford Health. As we talked yesterday with Marie, the huge expansion is underway. The demolition began Monday of a former office building in Detroit's New Center area to make way for the planned $2.2 billion Henry Ford Hospital expansion. Bob, can you believe it? It's happening.
It is happening, and good to hear your voice on this incredible pure Michigan weather day. Oh, it's just beautiful out.
Isn't it?
And since you are in Saginaw, I just want to start by giving a shout-out to Beth Charlton, the CEO of Covenant Health System, and all the amazing clinical team at Covenant that we enjoy partnering with that serve that Saginaw community so well.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. And, you know, it's kind of like we're all in this together, and we do need to partner up with other people, especially in medicine, because we're all on the same page trying to do the same sorts of things. And we salute. I put a little thing on my Instagram. I don't know if you'd say page. My Instagram page, I'll say. Paul W. Smitsta. That's my Instagram, Paul W. Smitsta. To announce that it is indeed National Nurses Week, and I know you want to sing the praises of all the nurses that are a part of your team at Henry Ford Health.
You know, we were so fortunate this week to have Edsel and Cynthia Ford join us for our annual celebration of nurses, and we have a nursing excellence program that's named after Clara Ford, who started the Henry Ford Hospital School of Nursing.
Oh, boy.
And so we were able to celebrate nurses that are just going above and beyond to do extraordinary things to make a difference in patients' lives at their most vulnerable moment. And nurses are incredibly special. And as you know, I'm married to a nurse, so I better be saying that daily.
Absolutely right. Good for you. And so it's extra special, Bob Riney, not just as the president and CEO of Henry Ford Health, but as the spouse. And I'm going to say that maybe, I don't know if it's more than anything, because you've been there at Henry Ford forever. But I think that this has helped you understand, and I don't mean it in a negative way, the plight, but this helps you understand more clearly by having Sandy, your wife, as a nurse, you understand the plight, I can't think of a better word, of nurses and what they go through and how hard they work. So that makes your National Nurses Week celebration the best ever.
I have always prided myself on staying very relatable no matter what role I'm in, because I think that's what people deserve and what people want. And when you surround yourself by people that relay to you those experiences that you don't get to see on the front lines through their lens, it really just helps you remember how fortunate we are to have people choose to go into one of the most rewarding but stressful professions that anyone could go into. So we are all grateful for our nurses. But to your question about everything that's going on, Paul W., you know, it's really interesting to look out my window and see the old Hap building on the corner of West Grand Boulevard and the Lodge Freeway being chewed away by the big machines that are knocking it down.
Oh, boy.
And it's bittersweet because I've had a lot of wonderful meetings in that building through the years. But what we are building in place of it is so exciting. And so this is the first of what you'll see is a lot of steps to get a shovel in the ground and get that new incredible hospital tower built. And so we're incredibly excited about what's happening and what's going on. In the meantime, we are going to do an actual groundbreaking for this brand new state-of-the-art research building that will be in partnership between Michigan State University, Henry Ford Health, and now the Nick Gilbert Neurofibromatosis Research Institute. And June 17th, just in a few short weeks away, we will be putting the shovel in the ground and starting the build of that facility. So I'm just thrilled to watch this happen.
It has to be, I mean, for a guy who's been there at Henry Ford from the beginning, it's where you started your career, and now to be the president and CEO, and the people you work with, like Dan and Jennifer Gilbert, for the Nick's special facility that will be there with Edsel and Cynthia Ford, and it was Clara Ford who started the School of Nursing, and today, actually this day, designated as National Student Nurses Day to be celebrated annually during this National Nurse Week. It's all great, and the fact that you're underway with this new facility so that nobody has to leave Detroit anymore to be able to be in the best facility. You've had the best doctors, but now it's going to be physically the best facility in the country. And I couldn't be more excited for you and for Detroit, Bob.
And as I told a group I met with at the DAC last week, Detroit deserves this. And we all deserve this.
That's the truth. We deserve this. We're a city big enough to support something like this. And we don't have to be running out of town to get this kind of fabulous medical services. We appreciate you and all you're doing and your entire team, Bob.
Thank you, Paul W., and enjoy the Pure Michigan trip.
We're doing it. Best to Sandy as we continue. Bob Riney, President, CEO of Henry Ford Health on WJR. I tell you, these kids are working all the time. Ann Brzezinski just left. And she had this huge bag. She was on her way to a meeting. I said, what's the huge bag for? And Ann Brzezinski had a parachute in her bag. And I thought, man, these guys work hard. She needs a parachute when she goes to work.
just in case you want to take the express route down instead of the elevator.
Don't jump out of the plane.
That's the first time I've ever saw a parachute. I can't believe how.
Yeah, you went up and touched it and said, I've never touched a parachute before.
It was thin.
You thought it was very thin for a parachute. And I said, the most important part of a parachute is that the person who packed it folded it right.
That's true. I mean,
what you don't want is to be handed a parachute and have the person say, this was kind of fun. I'd never packed a parachute before.
You got to learn somewhere.
Yeah, well, not with me or you. So there's a lot going on in the news besides what we're doing on the road, which we're enjoying very, very much. Here it is day three for the 21st annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour. We're in the city of Saginaw. And we are sponsored by Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, the other Ann and her whole team, and Annie Rummel and the whole team. And you can go to gogreat.com and get information because they're all excited about the 2024 Memorial Cup presented by Dow. Gogreat.com is another great way to go and find all the things you need to enjoy your summer. Meanwhile, we have Jorge Vela, former federal prosecutor turned defense attorney at Vela Law, who is on the line with us. As you've been hearing from a lot of experts all day long on WJR, and Jorge has helped us in the past, as the judge has denied the request from the Trump team for a mistrial after the salacious Stormy Daniels testimony. And there's also the documents trial. Who can keep track of all the trials? I cannot, because they're all faulty and ridiculous and so clearly aimed at trying to derail somebody, in this case a former president, and in this case the leader of the Republican Party for president. They're trying to keep him away from being in a position where he can be voted on. Meanwhile, maybe, Jorge, you can fill us in on what's going on. So the adult film star Stormy Daniels, the prostitute, dished out salacious details of her alleged sexual encounter with former President Donald Trump in 2006, which led the judge to say, you know, some of these things are better left unsaid. What did he expect a prostitute to say on the stand? And for those who are saying, why is he calling her a prostitute? Well, because she's claiming she had sex for money, and it doesn't matter what the amount is. It's like the old joke. We've already established what you are. Right now we're arguing about the cost. But be that as it may, it really upset people like Jimmy Kimmel, who says, look, I got a late night show to do. Don't tell her to stop doing all this stuff. What's your take on all of this, Jorge?
Yeah, from a legal perspective, I can give you the black and white here. The prosecution in putting Stormy Daniels up on that stand is attempting to provide what is known as, in these criminal cases, motivation. Trump allegedly covered up this alleged affair with Stormy Daniels, and that is what led to the falsification of these business records. Ultimately, this is a falsification of business records case. But what the prosecutor is trying to show by putting Stormy Daniels up there is that what Trump was basically trying to cover up when he falsified these documents. And so, put it simply, it's almost providing motive for these falsification of record charges that we see. You use the word in your question, salacious, and that's something that I do want to touch upon. The judge did consider defense's motion for a mistrial, and the basis of that motion was basically because of that adjective, salacious. The defense's argument is that there was no need to get into these extreme details of the alleged sexual acts that occurred between Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump, because what that does is it inflames the passions of the jury, and it has nothing to do with the facts as to whether or not Trump knew that these business records were falsified to cover up an alleged affair. And so the defense said, look, you have prejudiced the jury. You have basically made them consider character evidence or bad conduct that is not relevant to the nature of the charges, which is falsification of business records. And so, therefore, we deserve a new trial. The judge denied that.
Well, what a surprise. The judge is in on the whole game. But as no one is making a big deal out of this, certainly the newspapers aren't going to. Hope Hicks, his old assistant, I thought was very positive for President Trump in that she said, She never heard him say anything about needing to hide this stuff for political reasons. He was very concerned about his wife, and as any husband would or should be, that's doing something he shouldn't do. And the whole idea here is that the prosecution is trying to make it like he did all of this only to help his electionability, I guess is, I don't know if that's a word. But there's been plenty of people talking that say it really had nothing to do with anything.
Well, you know, his intent to commit the crime is not necessarily important, right? If he intended to cover up this crime and then falsify business records in order to hide it from his wife, it's still falsification of business records, and they're still showing a motive here, an intent to hide an alleged affair from his wife. It doesn't matter if he was attempting to hide it from his wife or his kids or anybody else. The point is that it led to false campaign finance disclosures and therefore elevated this charge to a felony. To be clear, we're dealing with a state charge here. New York prosecutors are bringing these charges. It's not federal prosecutors that bring in these charges.
Yeah, the federal prosecutors refused to bring the charges.
Well, I'll tell you this, as a former federal prosecutor, I thought two things when I saw that, right? One is that the federal prosecutors did not believe there was enough of a federal interest in bringing these charges. They basically analyzed it. They said, look, this has to do with a state charge or falsifying records here, and so it's more apropos for the state prosecutors to bring these charges. Or it could be a second that they reviewed these charges and said to themselves, you know what, this case isn't strong enough for us to bring, and so we're going to let the state prosecutors bring this, because if they lose this case, we don't have to eat all the dirt from media if we lose
right,
this
right,
case.
Right, right, right. And then, of course, they waited until the election cycle to bring up a very old story. It's so obvious to me, Jorge. Let me just ask a quick question. I should know this answer. I can't remember. Is the Trump Organization a publicly traded company or a family-held company?
It's a family-held company. Until recently, I mean, Trump, you know, flirted with this publicly traded company going with True Social here. But, you know, like you said, I think that's Trump's argument right here.
All right, we got to run. I'm sorry, but thank you, Jorge Vela, Vela Law, as we continue on WJR. And it's so great being here with you and taking you along on our 21st annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour. And we thank all the sponsors who've made it possible. And today here we are in the city of Saginaw. Very specifically at the 515 Commerce Towers building, where you'll find, Saginaw Futures, Saginaw Chamber, NAACP, Saginaw Visitors Bureau, and the Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, where you go to gogreat.com, and their leader, Annie Rummel, is the CEO, along with Anne Brzezinski, who's a vice president. She's been with the company a long time and has worked her way up and done a great job. Tim Shelton, Herb Zeilinger, and I don't know, there may be somebody. I hope I'm not missing, but there's a lot of people here. Kathy is here from Dean Trailways, who's making sure we get wherever we're going safely. The team, Mike Parsons. Ray Templin is here. Ava DeManja, making sure the bills are paid. Back in the Golden Tower, Danielle Mason helping out. Running the controls, Renee Vitale first started with us for the traffic. Renee is partnered up, in fact, with Mike Parsons 5 to 6 in the morning, first thing.
Yes, and she's holding down the fort by herself this weekend.
Oh, she is doing it by herself?
Oh, yeah.
Good for her. And then Rich Luzinski has taken over to be doing our traffic and weather information. Did I say happy birthday, Greg Russell? I hope I did. It's his birthday today, and he'll be with us tomorrow.
Is it? I thought his birthday was tomorrow. Well, you know what? Let's just say happy birthday both days and have it covered.
You can never have too many. Yeah. Well, you can have too many birthdays, but you can never have too many birthdays, if you know what I mean. But we'll have Movie Show Plus for tomorrow. So, Annie and Willie, it was good to see you. Annie's been a little under the weather, so we had dinner last night with Willie and the team, and it's always great. We were in Frankenmuth then, passing through to here. Now in the city of Saginaw, in our final hour of our little get-together. This is sad news that I had not as I've been saying, I have not been seeing much television, no newspapers. You notice I ask for newspapers every time I come into the various places we go. I go, do you have newspapers? No.
Really? What's a newspaper?
Yeah, sadly. More people have to start reading newspapers because you need to really be able to see all sides to a story. There are those of us who only watch Fox News. There are those of us who only watch CNN News. And if you do that, you're not getting the whole story.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want to switch. I don't want to switch back over to CNN to see what they're saying. But the truth is we're at the whims of whoever is presenting the news.
We seek out whoever will validate our viewpoint.
Correct.
That's our habit nowadays.
That is. So I'm a big believer in the newspapers. I read 3, 4, 5 of them a day when I'm in my regular environment. Not easy to do on the road. Meanwhile, I didn't see this. Did you hear about a woman who died during Ohio State's graduation ceremony?
No, that's terrible.
It is horrible. She fell from the stands. 53-year-old Larissa Brady of Georgia was at Ohio Stadium to see her daughter graduate.
Oh, gosh.
She fell 136 feet to the pavement as the graduates filed in. Still not known, at least at this printing, how she fell.
Right. That was my question. I mean, was there not proper railing? Was there not proper crowd control? I mean, what a tragedy on something to be
one of the happiest days of your life.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
I mean, it's heartbreaking anyway, but to add that makes it extra so.
They didn't mention it during the ceremony. No one brought it up, but the school has since offered counseling services to all grads and any staff, anybody and everybody, I guess, other than the guests who attended. And still no word on what happened.
My guess is probably because the investigation is ongoing.
Yeah. So, I understand. Nobody's going to talk about any of that stuff while an investigation is underway. And, I saw that Tesla's having a rough time.
Yeah.
And some people are saying it's because of Elon Musk and the things he says. But the reality is what's speaking louder than even Elon Musk is the 55% drop in people buying his cars.
Right. And that could be a number of things. It could be that Elon Musk is spreading himself too thin amongst too many other things, that he's not keeping an eye on it. And I also know that he's been polarizing, so that's gonna hurt some of the sales as well.
Yeah, I pretty much openly said along the way I wasn't a big fan of Elon Musk, and I didn't really become a fan, honestly, until he took rockets up in the air and then landed the rockets.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was I had never seen anything like it.
Right.
To have a rocket go up and then much of the rocket come back and land on the way it should be, standing upright, so they could use it again.
Right. I mean, civilian space travel has been, a dream of society for a long time. And, yeah, I mean, look, Elon Musk can be erratic. He can be annoying sometimes. I don't want to hear from him. But then he'll do something like, launch that satellite so that Ukrainians could have internet, after Russia cut it off to the entire country. So, just like everyone, it's not one or the other. We all have different shades of good, bad, or annoying.
And he is an unusual. There's no question about it. He's a very unusual fellow. Meanwhile, go figure this. You have President Biden speaking out of both sides of his mouth. He talked about they can do this now. They can show video. I haven't seen it, but I know he said his defense of Israel, standing by Israel, was 100%, and that will never change. And then the report comes out that the U.S. has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel over concerns over their potential use in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million civilians are sheltering.
Yeah, it's quite clear that what the United States wants to do with this war and what Israel wants to do are vastly different here. And Israel is becoming more and more of an island unto themselves. And so the United States, they can't just come out and say, you're not doing this, we're not helping you with this. So they're like, yeah, we're still on your side, but we're going to do something like this.
Well, because the president is also listening to the students who are now saying death to America, death to Israel, and goodbye, Biden. which is the scariest thing he sees, unfortunately, not all the deaths. It's the scariest thing is if he loses them as right. his election constituents that he had before. Be that as it may, since Monday, Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 27 people, including 9 children, in Rafah, according to medical officials. And Israeli leaders have warned, and this is not a surprise, that military operations in the southern city, no matter what Egypt and Qatar and anyone else who's talking out there, no matter what they do, Israel's not going to stop. They say, and have said all along, until Hamas is eliminated from, quote, the entire Gaza Strip, or until the hostage returns.
Or, as you said, until Netanyahu is out of office.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be out of office sooner, probably sooner rather than later. You see the protests right there in Israel, which made it even more ridiculous of these know-nothing students who have been so brainwashed to be yelling at Israeli students on these various campuses without having any idea if those many of those Israeli students don't agree with what Israel's doing either.
They might have joined them in their protests.
And some did.
Yeah.
But some didn't get a chance
right.
because they were being spit at, yelled right. at, and, you know. I don't know. I just don't know what we're going to do about all this.
Why you need to exchange ideas instead of just assuming.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to put you in charge.
No, I don't need to be in charge of anything else.
I'm going to put you in charge.
Oh, lucky me.
Of getting all these people to work things out together.
All right. Yeah, give me till Monday. I'll get on that.
All right, good. Well, it's only Wednesday, so there you are. Dave Drinkhill is coming up, general manager of the Saginaw Spirit. Jimmy Green, sales director, special events, Saginaw Spirit. And Kayla Pionk. Am I saying it right? Yes? No? Yes? I can't hear.
Pionk.
Okay. And Chris Renwick will talk with us. So here we are. We're on the home stretch in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. Well, I'll tell you, we've been learning a lot about something that Annie Rummel was so excited about and told us about so long ago. And now we're meeting the people who kind of were behind the scenes. On the other hand, our next guest we did speak with before, but I just want to remind you of the things we've been talking about with the Memorial Cup that is it's here. I mean, it's not here, but it's very, very soon. May 25th and 26th, it'll be the Memorial Cup Ball Hockey Jamboree presented by White Orthodontics and the Memorial Cup Youth Skills Clinics presented by Zenders of Frankenmuth. Monday the 27th and Tuesday the 28th. Apparently, the 29th of May, Wednesday, Girls' Day, presented by Northwood University. And the youth are encouraged to come early or stay after their session to watch the Memorial Cup teams live in practice action. And again, we say go to SaginawBayIceArena.com, SaginawBayIceArena.com. And the team of the hour, really, as I understand it, they're like the host team, which means they're going to be involved. But I got to tell you, they've earned that because under the leadership of their general manager, the Saginaw Spirit, Dave Drinkhill, since July of 2015, he's been involved with the guys. But in just the last 5 years, they've won 3 West Division titles. You just got another one.
Yeah, no, it's been a great little run for our guys. We definitely owe the credit to the players and the staff to kind of make that happen. I'm just kind of the guy behind the scenes bringing the guys in for it.
Just kind of the guy behind the scenes. Give me a break, would you, Dave? For God's sakes, you brought along an unyielding passion, the unyielding passion you have for hockey and you always have, and you brought it with you, and you instilled it upon the entire Spirit organization as they continue to boast record-best seasons. This has got to be great fun for you.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. You know, as a young kid, I always wanted to be a general manager and followed the OHL my whole life and growing up in Ontario. And to having that dream come true with Dick Garber and Craig Goslin hiring me in 2015, it's been a phenomenal ride. The best years of my life have been the last 9 that have been here in Saginaw and call Saginaw my home now. And to be able to watch the team kind of grow and develop how we envisioned it, myself and my assistant GM Brian Prout and head coach Chris Lazary, you know, we had a great year this year with 50 wins, set team records, set individual records along the way as well. And ultimately, we lost to London the other night, which really stings, but we have another crack at the Memorial Cup here being the host, and that's our focus right now.
And you went about this not so much as a superstar on the ice. You may have been that, but that's not the way you went around it because of in your college, your degree was in sports management.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't a superstar on the ice. I thought I was decent, but not good enough to make it at that level. So, again, I always wanted to be a general manager. I researched people that have gone different routes in Ontario, different university paths to make that happen. And I ended up going to Laurentian University in Sudbury for sport management and followed my way along from there. Started as a volunteer after university and worked my way up.
So tell us from your insight and inside knowledge, Dave Drinkle, the general manager, Saginaw Spirit, what do my listeners need to know if they decide to come and visit?
For the Memorial Cup, they're probably going to see the best. The CHL is the best junior hockey development league in the entire world, and we develop a lot of players for the NHL, and they reach the NHL at a young age coming out of our league. But I think the quality of hockey that fans are going to see here at the Dow and in Saginaw is the best you're going to see at this level. It's the best teams across Canada that are the top 60. All the league champions will be here, and obviously we're in as the host of the four best teams across all of Canada, all 60 are going to be here in one spot. And the amount of NHL draft picks that are going to be playing in these games and future stars of the NHL in these games is unheard of. And I think it'll be the best hockey you guys can see in the area.
Here's one problem. We started talking about this because Annie Rummel is such a supporter. She's the CEO of Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, GoGreat.com. My problem right now is I can't remember what I've talked about, what I haven't talked about over the last several months. It's if I'm understanding and remembering this correctly, isn't this the first time that the Memorial Cup has been in this area in years and years, or maybe the first time ever?
First time ever it's been hosted in from Ontario League teams hosted in the U.S. for sure.
I mean, that's a very big deal.
Yeah, huge deal.
And it wouldn't have happened without you being such a big deal and your team, the Saginaw Spirit, being a big deal. As I understand it.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it with the bid, and I'm sure Craig has talked a little bit on air as well. You know, the business staff does such a phenomenal job, and the support from the community and the corporate sponsors, and all that plays a huge factor into being able to host this event. But being a team that was a quality enough team to potentially win this thing was a big part of the bid as well, and our guys have shown that they're capable of doing that, and we've put the team together on the ice that can compete for it.
So, Dave, how much pressure is on the team when they're the home team, if you will?
Yeah, do you know what? We knew there would be a lot of pressure going into the year. We felt it early, especially when we had a tough start to the year. We actually started 4-7-1, which was a tough hole to dig out of, and then we ended up going, 50-16-2 for the season. So we had a record year for us, but there was pressure, and the pressure in the playoffs to make sure you got, yourselves in a position to win. You didn't want to be a team that goes out early in the playoffs, and we made it to the conference final game 6, and unfortunately a couple bad bounces didn't go our way and we were eliminated. But definitely been feeling that pressure all year, but like any industry, you sign up for that and we embrace it, and our guys are ready to put that pressure aside in a few weeks.
I know that ticket sales have been underway and they have been going very well.
Yeah.
There are still tickets available. This is an opportunity for people to see what we would call, back in the U.S., Stanley Cup-style level tournament action, and you'll get closer on the ice than you ever could any other time, any other way, and you can root for our team, in this case the Saginaw Spirit, with all these teams coming in from all over the place. Is the best way to get tickets going to SaginawBayIceArena.com or... Am I missing something? Is that the best way?
You can go onto the Saginaw Spirit website, the Memorial Cup website as well, and those are probably the best way to get the tickets for the event. And it is selling out quickly for sure. I know there is still some available, but as the teams start qualifying for the tournament for the Western League and the Quebec League and now the Ontario League, those tickets are definitely going to go fast by the host community.
Would that be SaginawSpirit.com?
SaginawSpirit.com.
SaginawSpirit.com. You know, my fear is we've given out so many ways to do this that somebody's going to say, geez, I can't remember. So that's a real easy one. SaginawSpirit.com, SaginawSpirit.com. Coach, general manager, Dave Drinkhill of the Saginaw Spirit, I wish you and the team the best of luck.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
As we continue I did the whole interview. Not at any point did he say, you know, we could really use you on the bench there, Paul. Did you notice? Did anyone hear that? Did I miss that in the conversation?
You know, we'll work out a deal. Maybe the towels.
Thanks, Dave. Thank Appreciate you. It. Dave Drinkle, General Manager, Saginaw Spirit, 128 WJR. We've met so many nice people. Some we're meeting again because we've been talking about this 2024 Memorial Cup coming to Saginaw for quite some time, thanks to Annie Rummel, the CEO of Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau at GoGreat.com. And it's just, it's here. I mean, it's, what is today? Well, it's May 8th. It's so close. May 24th through June 2nd as the 2024 Memorial Cup comes to Saginaw. The 2024 Memorial Cup presented by Dow, Jim Fitterling at Dow, making so many good things happen. And we appreciate being able to say hi now to Kayla Payunk of the Saginaw Spirit, local event manager. Nice to see you, Kayla.
It's good to see you again, Paul. Thank you.
And we also have Jimmy Green here of the Saginaw Spirit, sales director and special events, Jimmy Green.
Thank you.
And you know, I love guests like this because I'm like, I've talked to so many people, and I said, okay, is there anything particular you want me to bring up or mention? And they both said, you know what? We've done this so often. We just play off of each other. I said, okay, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee while you guys are on because I could use a break. But seriously, you guys have been doing this for a very long time. Do you believe, Kayla, it's here?
No, I don't. But you know, I mean, what, we've worked together 11 months, and yeah, it feels like it has been years. Yeah. That's how dynamic our relationship is,
just,
and how comfortable.
That's just this week.
Yeah, right? but we're ready for it. I think we put together a fantastic team. Mr. Goslin had a wonderful vision. You just talked to Dave Drinkle. He's collaborated an amazing team on ice. We're ready for the show.
I believe that. I believe you are ready and raring to go, Jimmy, because you've been working on this so hard for so long.
We have. I mean, we both come out of environments where these kind of things are new, but they're not intimidating. I think we, even when we first sat down, you know, the one thing we both agreed upon was that we didn't want the Memorial Cup to be just a Memorial Cup that was transactional. Our whole theme and our whole thought process was that we were going to be transformative. So everything we've done, every single day, we've looked at, okay, what does it look like on June 3rd after the Memorial Cup is gone? And our synergies and our collective mindset, I think, has really helped drive that to what ultimately you'll see on May 23rd on the arrival of the Cup.
And I'll just say, like, yeah, Jimmy and I were the only two hired for the Memorial Cup, but the support that we've received, not only from the city or the county, but the region, right? We stand together with six different cities that are all behind us supporting this.
Yeah, and the most important supporting cast was the Saginaw Spirit staff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team, this is a staff that puts on 34 regular home games. Then they had to deal with playoffs. Now they had to add the Memorial Cup on top of their plates, too. I don't think either one of us could be even remotely ready had we not had an incredible staff at Saginaw Spirit team.
You have an incredible staff, and as you mentioned, we just had Dave Drinkle, the general manager, mm-hmm, Saginaw Spirit, very cool as a cucumber. But I think, and maybe you guys can speak to this, the pressure is on because Saginaw Spirit's the home event, mm-hmm, leader, sponsor, you're the home team, if you will.
You got it.
And you got a lot going on because all eyes in the world of hockey in Canada and America are going to be on you guys.
But I think they're ready for that. I mean, remember, we won the Memorial Cup before the season started, right? So here you have a team that's already enemy number one. They're target number one. There's everybody's homecoming game.
Right.
They're the Kansas City Chiefs, if you will.
Yeah.
everybody wants to take down, you know, the
sure
top runner.
Absolutely.
These young 16 to 19, 20-year-olds took that on, and we've had the best season we've ever had. So pressure, they've already met. And that was the expectation that they were already in the Memorial Cup and still wound up having the best season this team has ever had.
Three championships in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big deal.
Big deal.
And so I agree with you. Jimmy Green, sales director, special events, Saginaw Spirit. Kayla Payunk, the local event manager. I believe the teams are ready. and your teams appear to be ready. What could you tell our WJR listener? I'll start with you, Kayla. What would you say to them if you needed to just spend a minute to try to convince them it's worth coming to Saginaw for all these events?
Well, this is the first time that this event has ever been held stateside east of the Mississippi, four times in the United States out of its 104-year existence.
Wow.
We have an opportunity to really show what Saginaw is all about, as well as the Great Lakes Bay region. We have taken, and I know I spoke to this very early in our first interview, Paul, but Craig Goslin is a visionary. He came to us with this bid that was won that was 4 inches thick of every idea, every event, everything he wanted to showcase within 10 days. Mm-hmm. And we get to make that a reality, and we are making it a reality. And when people get here, they will see it's a reality. So we're putting a large focus on military and the salute to military, not only Canadian, but U.S., and you'll see that throughout the theme of the 10 days. We're putting together events that you don't necessarily have to be a hockey fan for, but come down and experience the city. Come down and experience what we've put together, because it more than likely will never be back here in our lifetime.
The 2024 Memorial Cup coming to Saginaw, May 24th through June 2nd. Even the arrival of the cup is a big deal.
It's huge. This is our opening ceremonies. This is the passing of the Olympic torch. We're working with local military to bring in a convoy, if you will, along with our Michigan State Police, to make the trek of this mm-hmm. cup into the Saginaw region, where it'll be met by individuals who will lead a parade into the Jolt Event Park for anybody to watch. It's absolutely free.
And Jimmy, all kinds of entertainment and free activities and transportation is covered as well.
Absolutely. We have Stars Bus. I mean, they have just been phenomenal partners. So we have free transportation anywhere in the county. For anybody who wants to come down to the Dow Event Center, they can come down free of charge. It's been just phenomenal. And just back to your original point, when you think about Portland, Spokane, and Seattle, and now all of a sudden it's Saginaw.
It's something. That's something.
It's huge.
And by the way, we're talking to an audience that just went through a first for us, the Detroit NFL Draft.
Absolutely.
Huge. And wildly successful. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but everything went very well.
We took notes, yeah.
There is a lot of pressure. Heck, I feel pressure for you. But it's fabulous. It's incredible. And I thank you, Kayla Payunk, with the Saginaw Spirit, and also Jimmy Green, the only two additional people hired for this event.
Yep, absolutely.
As it turns out.
And, Paul, we thank you for allowing us to be on here. It's a great time to be
amazing.
A part of Michigan right now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, we're thrilled to be asked to be here and to be a part of it. And Annie Rummel's been talking about this till she was blue in the face. So now I've given about 47 different email and web pages. Do you have a special one that we should give?
There's two of them. chl.ca/Memorial Cup.
Oh, wait. chl.ca.
/Memorial Cup.
Memorial Cup. That's a tough one. Okay.
Yep. Or 2024memorialcup.com.
That's a lot easier. I'm sorry. But poor people
are
driving.
I'm gonna hit all our audience.
People are driving, and in Michigan, we have to be very careful now because we can't do this. But we can remember.
That's right.
2024memorial.cup.
No, memorialcup.
Memorialcup.com.
You got it.
Oh, man, I wrote it down wrong. Okay. And I'm not even driving very fast. The 2024memorialcup.com, 2024memorialcup.com. You'll learn everything you need to know and why you should be here. And to our guests, again, Jimmy Green and Kayla Payunk, God bless you both for being here and for the job you're doing. And I know that what you're going to do next is a secret, but you'll let us know.
Thank you,
Thank
Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, as we continue on WJR. Well, an action-packed day, that's for sure, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors and you, the best and brightest audience in all of radio, with our 21st annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan, WJR Pure Michigan Tour, sponsored by Grand Hotel, ITC Holdings, Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, Destination Ann Arbor, Rocket Mortgage, Pure Michigan, also Shepler's Ferry and Dean Trailways. And I got to tell you, we will be in Ann Arbor tomorrow. If it's Thursday, it is a Destination Ann Arbor, and we'll be broadcasting from the Michigan Theater on East Liberty. So we're looking forward to that with some special programming that we've got planned. And then that Friday, the Detroit Golf Club getting ready for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And who better to do that than Mark Hollis, who works for Rocket Mortgage. And I'll be jumping on a plane with Kim to Switzerland, Zurich, to visit our lovely daughter, Sophie, who's on her study abroad program. And I promised her I would get there to see her, where she lives, to see her school and all of that. Even though it's near the end of her time there, I wanted to keep that promise. So Friday, Mark Hollis was kind enough to say he'd fill in. And I said, look, it's at the Detroit Golf Club, the great Detroit Golf Club. And, you know, we're getting ready for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. So who better to do that than Mark Hollis, who helps us out a lot all the time. So we appreciate all of that. Also, getting ready to do his show. There was a period of time everyone else was doing his show but him, because he was doing somebody else's show. It's kind of hard to sometimes follow without a program. Does Ann Thomas put out a program? Here's who's doing what this week. Does she do that? I mean, we ask so much of her. Is that, that's maybe too much to ask?
No, I do not believe we put out a program. I think, keep an eye on our socials. We'll keep you updated
you
there.
You know, what I appreciate about Mike is he takes everything I say seriously. That's what you want in an executive producer.
Well, when you ask a question and pause, I feel like I have to answer it.
Well, that's why I pause, to make you feel like you have to answer
just
it.
Just to see me tap dance.
And you do so well with that. Chris Renwick, JR Afternoon, is actually in for himself on JR Afternoon today. Chris, it's a good day to be on the air here. In the middle of the week, Wednesday, and I'm kind of anxious to hear, is there a way you can talk about it? Can you do a show today without mentioning Donald Trump?
You know what? I might, I don't think so. I could give it my best shot, my college try, but it seems unlikely. I am going to start the show a little differently today.
How so?
Well, look, it's a nice day. I want to try to start something off on a little lighter foot.
Okay.
And I'm going to take it dark first, then we're going to find the light. But there is, I don't know if you've seen this this rap feud between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Now,
let me explain something to you. I have not seen it, nor even if I were not on the road and actually watching television, reading newspapers,
sure,
and all the things I can't do on the road, would I have spent 1 second paying attention to it? But go ahead and tell me.
Well, here's what's crazy about it. Usually when you get these feuds in the music industry in the past, historically speaking, aside from a couple of, you know, outliers like Tupac and Biggie, this one has gotten really, really ugly. So I'll talk about what has been said, and then I want to gauge people. What is the most influential feud in music history? Is it the Beatles? Is it the Beach Boys? The Eagles? What is it?
The most what? The feud, did you say?
Yeah, the feuds in the music industry.
Oh, so you're implying that the Beatles had a feud.
Well, I'm John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, sure.
And all of us thought it was that damn Yoko Ono. That's what we thought. That's right. That's what we thought at the time.
Sure.
She broke them up.
Sure.
Yeah, well. Well, that'll be fascinating.
So we're
that'll
do something a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as the feuds and rap, though, I mean, some of them were deadly.
No doubt. But so, this one's interesting, so we'll talk about it.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Thank you much. Stand by for JR Afternoon, Chris Renwick, and Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. Marquee Arts, Michigan-based nonprofit committed to keeping community inspiration alive through their preservation and programming of historic theaters. That's tomorrow. Destination Ann Arbor. Regards, Paul W. Smith.